Much like Farmers Union Iced Coffee, he's an SA icon and one that we love getting on the show. His new single is Believer. He's all over your TV on The Voice. Guy Sebastian, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, we are good. Happy to have you here. I've been getting very excited about this.
Oh, I miss Adelaide. I really do. Especially when my little brother still lives there and he's like sending me photos of them at him at rest. And he was at the pub last night, and he's making me very jealous. But yeah, I miss Adelaide a lot.
Well, of course, you're locked out in New South Wales at the moment. I'm sure you can get some like fancy food delivered. But is there any like northern suburbs restaurants or takeaways, like, you know, hole in the wall diners that you just miss getting along to?
Well, there's a place in right near. It's on North Road. Don't know if you know Indian Temptations, but it is. You basically want to go where the Indians go,
and
right.
You know, like this place is like you know. My mum's good. My mum's Indian, and she cooks very, very good curries. But I must say, Indian Temptations is like as good an alternative. And my little bro lives around the corner, and he's there all the time. So big shout out to them. They're like a family owned. Just go and try it. I don't even need to talk it up.
What a recommendation.
Unbelievable.
So I want to talk about your new song, Believer. It's about your beautiful wife, Jules, who we almost love more than you, I'm sorry to say.
Oh, wow.
She's a beautiful
woman.
Put
it down there.
Yeah, I get that a lot. I get that a lot.
Is she sick of you writing songs or loving it? Is she like, let's do another one, Guy?
I think she just knows that, like, I don't have a lot to pull from when it comes to, like, the long-term relationship pull in my life. Like, we've been together for quite a long time. And, like, I've had, you know, like, we were together, then we split up, and then we got back together, you know. And so I had, like, some girlfriends, but not anything that was sort of this, you know, long-term. And,
of course.
And so I'm either writing about Jules, or I'm writing about like people real close to me and some of the dramas they have. If it's a romantic song, like, but the thing is, then everyone gets a bit happy, and they're all happy in their relationships, and I've got nothing to talk about. So
yeah.
I need to find some more mates, stable mates to have relationships.
Well, next time you need some inspiration, Guy, I am happy to give you my personal phone number.
Is it a bit rocky? Is it?
Oh, we've had many ups and downs along the way. That's for sure.
Guy Sebastian writing a song about it would be the silver lining. Guy, the video clip for Believer, it's beautiful. It's shot in Thredbo, but one thing that caught my attention was there's a shot with like a large bird on your shoulder. Now, is that CGI or do you have like your own version of Iago in Aladdin?
It's not CGI. No, that was a very trained bird called Ginny, and it's like the bird thing. I've actually had birds, you know, sort of in a few films on this project, and it's like this. I don't know the director. I've worked with the same director throughout the whole process, and I told him something ages ago at the start of the project because. You know, for songs like Choir and stuff, Choir is actually about a mate of mine who passed away, and I was actually overseas when he passed away, and I when I got home, it's sort of like people were able to process it and all that sort of stuff, and my pet bird died.
Oh my God.
It sounds weird, like where did that? But we had this little pet bird called Pikachu, and My little boys woke me up one morning. It was like a cockatiel, so they look like Pikachu. And they woke me up. They're like, something's wrong with Pikachu. So I've raced downstairs, and he's like, head all slumped, and it was all dramatic. And I'm like, I've grabbed him out of the cage, and I've actually ran down the road. I don't know why I didn't get in my car, but there's a vet a few blocks away, and I've just dramatically ran down the road in this panic to the vet. It was before opening hours, but there was someone in there. And I'm like knocking on the door and trying, and then anyway, they told me they had to put it down. So they put down our bird, and I think I had all this like weird unprocessed like stored grief or something, and it came out with the loss of the bird. So I'm sitting in this vet like a complete moron, like bawling my eyes out because I was actually thinking about my friend as well, like, because I hadn't really processed and let it all out. And,
yeah.
And they're just thinking, man, Guy Sebastian really loves this bird. Like, he's a real bird person.
And so
I told James that story, like, at the start of the project, and then he just worked birds into some of the videos, which is really beautiful. But this bird was awesome. Like, the owners have put it in a few, like, I think they said it's in a commercial with Russell Crowe or something like that.
Wow.
It's been in a few things, and we just bonded. It just sat on my shoulder. She said it's the first time she's ever, like, done anything where the bird won't come back to her. Like, she just calls the bird and the bird loves its owner. But it was like rubbing my face and stuff with his beak, and we were just connecting. This has gone to a really weird place. But
anyway, no, I'm here for it. When you were telling that story about the bird, I forgot you were famous for a minute. I thought, oh my God, of course. People are like, that's Guy Sebastian crying about a bird.
I was just disappointed that he doesn't have a song on Truth called Pikachu. It's a real missed opportunity. Let's hear the latter single. This is Believer. Guy Sebastian, stick around. Still joined by Guy Sebastian and Stabbing and Molly for Power FM Breakfast. Molly, you know someone that has known Guy before.
Yeah, I do. I want to get Adelaide on you, if that's okay, because everyone knows everyone in this
space. I mean, it is Adelaide. Yeah. We are all connected somehow.
So my very first boyfriend always talked about the fact that his Uncle Gary taught Guy Sebastian how to drive.
Is that Gary Wellman?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I went to school with his son, Daniel Wellman. And yeah, his dad was like a driving teacher. And I think I got my, this was back when sometimes you could get your, like, you could get your L's in like 8 lessons or.
Quick.
If you sort of passed everything. I got mine in like 4 lessons or something. Three or 4 lessons. And it was gold. Now they've got to do like yellow peas and red peas and all sorts of stuff. But no, that is very random.
Very Adelaide.
I hope you're well, Gary, if you're listening.
Well, Guy,
I've only had a few accidents, so you did an all right job.
Well, I'm glad you've said that because we just want to test you on a couple of driver's knowledge questions and see how you go. So this is a multiple choice question. Guy, when you were driving on a 2-lane freeway, which lane should you choose? Whichever lane has the least traffic, the right lane to avoid slow moving vehicles, or the left lane unless you are overtaking?
The left lane, unless you're overtaking.
That is correct. One more question, Guy. Let's see how good a driver you are. Which one of the following conditions is a driver allowed to have an arm extended from a moving vehicle? While holding onto an overhanging load, if safe, like a mattress, only while giving a hand signal, or only when adjusting your outside mirrors?
I would say me adjusting your outside mirrors.
That is incorrect, Guy Sebastian. It's when you're given a hand signal. I think you might need to go back to driving school. Call Gary.
No, really?
Wow.
I mean, who's giving hand signals? I do that because I've got an old, very old motorcycle, and it doesn't have blinkers, which is legal. But you've got to like it's an old Triumph cafe racer, and I've got to physically like use hand signals and I'm turning, but
that's legal.
That, I did not know that. You learn something. You know, there's also a very funny stand-up by Seinfeld where he talks about people who think they have superhuman strength, and like when you're driving down the freeway with a mattress on the top of your roof and you're holding it down, like if a big gust of wind comes, don't worry, I got it.
That's South Australian drivers for you, mate. You're obviously missing us. Of course, the new single is Believer. Truth is the album. Stream, download, buy them now. Guy Sebastian, we love having you on, mate. Come back soon.
Oh, I hope so.